Hello, this is Cody Sturgill, the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily, a daily broadcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. The Bible commissions us to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It's so important we put God's Word into our hearts and our lives, and we pray that this message from God's Word will be a blessing and help to you.
Up that I'd never been anywhere but Chilhowee, and I remember having a conversation with my mom. She said, "Now look, you're moving to the city," and she was right. Knoxville's a lot bigger place than Chilhowee. She says, "You're moving to the city," and she wanted to give me some really sound advice. She said, "Look, honey, you're going to have to lock your truck and take the keys out of it. There's a transition, and it's different." And I remember going down there thinking, "Boy, this is kind of scary." I was scared to death. Everybody talks about the rules at the Bible college, you know. And I was scared to death. I was scared I was going to mess up. Someone came to me and said, "Did you turn in your tithes for the tithe check?" I'm like, "No, but I will. What do I need to do?" I was scared to death. I was going to get kicked out for no good reason. There was no tithe check. That was a joke. And they suckered me right in and got me. But anything new, any change, we have an aversion to it. But God is faithful. And as God was speaking to Joshua and trying to encourage both Joshua and the nation of Israel, in the beginning of the book of Joshua, which is a whole book of conquering and conquest and God's blessing, God says to Joshua four times, "Be strong and of a good courage." You know what's something wonderful about God's promises and God's commands? When God commands you to be strong and courageous, it comes with His enabling. And we can be strong and very courageous, not because we're strong and courageous, but because God will enable us to. And in the days that lie ahead in our lives, and the days that lie ahead in our church, may God help us to have a spirit that says we will be strong and courageous and rest in the promises and blessing of God. Here's some wonderful things that God teaches us from the life of Joshua here in this passage of Scripture. Be strong and courageous, number one, in my promises. Be strong and courageous in my promises. What's exciting to me is God doesn't look at us and say, "Be strong and courageous," and then leave it there. He actually gives us something of substance to base our strength and courage on. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, "It's going to be all right," but you know they don't have any clue what's going on, nor do they have anything to offer you that will help make it okay? It's almost like it's going to be all right, and I'm like, "Thank you for caring enough to say something, but how can you make it better?" Now, when God says, "Be strong and courageous," now Joshua's looking at the future. He's like, Moses, I'm talking the Moses, has been leading the nation of Israel. Did you hear what I said? Moses. You know Moses? You know the same guy that God appeared to at a burning bush? You know Moses, the guy that had the boldness to go into the presence of Pharaoh and say, "Let my people..." You know Moses, that Moses? You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Moses. He's wrote the book of the law. And Joshua's thinking, "God, you've asked me to do that?" I don't think he said it, but he may have thought it once or twice. "God, are you serious? Are you serious?" And God says, "Yes. Be strong and courageous. It's not about you. It's about me and my promises." That's God's word to us. He says, "Look, be strong and courageous, but don't be just strong and courageous just because you're trying to be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous because I've made you some promises, and I made them long before you were born. I made them to Abraham. I made them to Isaac. I've made them to Jacob. I made them to Moses, and now I'm making them to you. Rest in the promises of God." He says, "Be strong and courageous because I've made some promises to you." Look what the Bible says. In verse number two, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan." When God says to go across the Jordan, does He enable us to do it, to cross the Jordan? Absolutely, yes. "Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou, he says, Joshua, you're going to see it come to pass. You're going to divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He says, be strong and of a good courage. You're going to, in the future, the near future, divide the promised land to the nations of Israel. Now, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I promise. God says, I promise. Be strong and very courageous. But guess what Josh was looking at? The promise of the land being divided is way over there. And Josh was looking at it. Guess what the first thing he has to do? The first thing he has to do is get the confidence of the people. The second thing he has to do is he has to lead millions of people through the Jordan River. How are we going to do that? And if you don't remember, Joshua, 20 years ago, he was among the spies that crossed the Jordan River and went and saw what was going on. And he saw the walls of Jericho. And he saw the giants, the sons of Anak. And he saw all the trials and the trouble and the potential for disaster that lied ahead. But God said, Joshua, I know we're on this side of Jordan, but I want you to understand something. You be strong and very courageous because I'm going to meet your need. Every step you take, you're taking it in my presence and my power, and you will have the opportunity to divide the promised land to the nations of Israel. Isn't that wonderful? He said, be strong and very courageous. Do you know that God gives us promises and not explanations? God gives us promises. God's promise, He's going to meet your need, but He ain't told you how He's going to do it. God's promise, He's going to be faithful, and you're going to see His hand, and you're going to know He's real, but He's not told you exactly how that's going to come to pass. God hadn't revealed to Joshua yet how the Jordan would part, and God hadn't revealed to Joshua yet how the walls of Jericho would fall. As a matter of fact, I think if God had explained it to Joshua on night one, and once you get through the walls of water at the Jordan River, and you go to Jericho, here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you and my people march around the walls of Jericho 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. And on the seventh day, you're going to walk around it 7 times. And you're going to blow trumpets. And the walls are just going to crash down. God didn't give him an explanation. I think Josh would have been scratching his head. And I think his anxiety level would have gone up if he'd known exactly how God was going to do it. God doesn't give explanations. He gives promises. And when God promises you, He'll meet your every need. Guess what? You can rest in it. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you can rest in His promise because God said it. You can bank on it. And God's word regarding His promises to His people is be strong and very courageous because I will keep my promises. I'm going to keep them. God's going to keep His promises every time. Isn't it wonderful? He says, be strong and very courageous in my promises. Number two, God says, be strong and very courageous in my word. In my word. Look what the Bible says in verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And God had been working in Moses' life and in Moses' heart. And at this time, by this time, Moses, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, had penned down the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. This was the book of the law. This was the Word of God. And God says to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. I know what lies ahead. I know all the trouble between here and there when you divide the promised land among the nations. He says, but be strong and very courageous in my word. He said, take the Word, take God's Word, study it, know it, rest in it, apply its principles, and you're going to find out that you have a reliable place to get instruction and direction and light. Later than Moses, David wrote that God's Word was a lamp unto his feet and a light to his path. God has proved His Word over and over and over again. And God told Joshua, the days that are ahead are different and new, but you need to honor and obey My Word. He says, if you will, you can both be strong and courageous. And if you will do the Word and obey the Word, He says in verse number 7, turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse number 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That doesn't mean He shouldn't say it. It just means you should never cease from saying it. This book of the law should not depart out. There should never come, Joshua, in your leadership, there should never come a moment where you are not referring in your leadership to the Word of God. There should never come a time in your life, Joshua, that you do not reference the Word of God. Christians, there should never come a time in our lives where we make decisions without referencing the Word of God. We should never come to a place in our lives where we lead without the principles of the Word of God. This book of the law should not depart out of our mouths. It should be in our hearts, and it should be in our mouths, and it should rule us, and it should direct us, and God's Word should be our authority. Because when we make God's Word our authority, we can be of courage. We can be courageous. We can be courageous. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. What does God want to do with the Word of God? Do you know that the word meditate is the exact same word you'd use to describe a cow chewing her cud? Same thing. You know how this works. Some of you do, some of you don't. Some of you will find it gross. I find it very fascinating. Well, you know, an old cow, a cow's a miracle. How can a brown cow eat green grass and make white milk? It just blows my mind. Only God can do that. The old cow, you know what she does? She picks grass. A little later in the day, you'll see her laying around. She's not had a bite to eat in a while, but she's sitting there just chewing away. What has she done? She has a number of stomachs, and she brings it up and chews on it a little bit more and swallows it back. And brings it up and chews on a little bit more. And God says you should meditate on My Word. What's that mean? That doesn't mean I just read, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Check, read my Bible today. I'm a super Christian. What's it mean? It means I get the Bible and I read it. And if I don't understand it, I read it again. If there's a word I don't understand, I get me a dictionary out and I find out what it means. And I read it again and I let God speak to my heart through His Word. And I take God's Word with me, and during the day I bring it up and I chew on it a little bit more. And later in the evening I bring it up and I chew on it a little bit more. It's not until you've meditated on the Word of God that it really provides the spiritual nutrition that you need. And God's looking at Joshua and He says, Joshua, I want you to succeed. I want you to be a blessing. I want you to divide the land, and I'm going to help you do it. But if you're going to be strong and courageous, you must not ever neglect My Word. This Word should not proceed out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. What's He want us to do? He wants us to know the Word of God so that we will obey the Word of God.
We trust this message from God's Word has been a help to you. We're studying through the people of the Bible. And I want to let you know of a resource we have available at Chilhowee Baptist Church. It is a sermon series on the people of the Bible. Volume 1, the first 13 sermons of this series are available in full length. You can get those by reaching out to us at chillhoweybaptist.com.